Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah. I put my feelings on safety, so I don't go shooting where I be. 'Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been tripping, that's how I control this feeling you keep giving. You keep on hitting it, ooh, oh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough. Big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
Boy, you know I'm cool when now you waiting, but I act a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this, but I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it.
But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been tripping, that's how I control this feeling you keep giving. You keep on hitting it, ooh, oh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough. Big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
Trippin'
on you. That's some kind of love, baby. Trip, trip. That's the type of love, maybe.
Trip, trip, trippin' on you.
It's big enough, maybe.
Trip, trip.
It's big enough, got me.
Trip, trip, trippin' on you.
I'm done trippin', I'm trip, trip.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hey.
We up in here. HubNet Online Radio. We up in here talking about things don't nobody want to talk about. Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
My phone is going off about this subject. People chiming in. Yeah, I listen to... Y'all go to blogtalkradio.com /HubNet Online, and you get that link. You can listen in. There's a phone number on the flyer that was posted. If you're in the group, you're in the group because you're inboxing me. And dial the phone number, and if you want to, you can listen that way. And you decide you want to chime in or talk, press 1 to speak, and Hakim will bring you in. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is a subject that you know, everybody talk about, but don't nobody want to talk about. You know what I mean? And so we see it on social media, as usual, like anything else, it affects our community. You know, it's all, it really, you know, for some reason when, you know, it hits our community, it's a, you know, don't nobody really want to be paying attention. You know, don't nobody really want to speak about it. But it's somewhere else in other communities. It's a, you know, it's all on CNN, stuff like that, all on the national news. So at any rate, sex trafficking, there seems to be a misconception like of exactly what it is. So let me read this brief description. Sex trafficking is the recruitment of and transportation of persons within or across boundaries by force, fraud, or deception for the purpose of sexual exploitation. In simpler words, sex trafficking is sexual slavery. Sexual slavery. Wow. Sex trafficking is a multi-billion dollar industry. It includes prostitution, pornography, strip clubs, escort agencies, massage parlors, and online websites. Girls and women are even trafficked on the Craigslist. That's crazy. That pretty much covers all everything that we deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Mhm. Yeah, it's the tentacles of sex trafficking is in many industries. Many industries we take for granted. Especially when there's whatever we're dealing with, a lot of I don't want to say foreigners, but you know, there are some industries that are ran and controlled by immigrants. You know, especially the massage business and the masseuses and all that other stuff. And you find yourself going in there and you're getting a happy ending. And what you don't understand is these women aren't there on their own free will. They're there, you know, they're being held hostage, so to speak. So it's terrible.
So you could go in and get a massage, and the woman that's in there giving the massage is a child that's in sex slavery?
Well, it could be a child that's been, it could be a woman who's 16, 17, or 18 who's been held hostage since she was 8. You know, look at that, that I can't remember which team, the owner, they found him in, the Patriots owner. They found him in that one. Mm-hmm. That one was under surveillance because they had got tips of that was, it was possibly some sex trafficking or some sexual slavery, or they definitely knew it was prostitution going on. So they monitored and watched the place, and he got caught up. Yep, he got caught up. You know, and by the time they're full adults, they've been sold and passed around for who knows how long.
The Department of Justice estimates the most frequent age of entry into the commercial sex industry in the United States is between the age of 12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well, and it goes in reverse, too. So we have to remember, when we're looking at it, as they're taking our kids. And you know, but sometimes they're coming in from other countries that way. They've been taken when they were young and brought up into that weirdo, disgusting culture. So... No.
Estimate as high, estimates as high as 98% of prostitution women were sexually abused as children, leaving them conditioned to sexual exploitation. 72% of prostituted women are currently or formerly homeless. Wow. 78% report being raped in an average of 33 times a year by customers. 33 times being raped? Lord. 73% report being physically assaulted by customers, with 80% of these being assaulted with weapons. So you can, not only can you have sex with these women, but you're allowed to beat on them?
Well, it depends on what type of environment, you know. I recall one of those places in Philly back in 2004, maybe. It was in not too far from where my office was. And I remember it was FBI and state troopers. It was all kinds of stuff. It was right downtown Philly. And a place where you thought it was just a little Vietnamese place, you go get a massage and stuff. Everybody knew you get a happy ending, I'm sure, but from what I heard, it was all kinds of nonsense going on in there. You pay a little extra, you get to do what you want, and getting rough was a thing. You know, some of the girls they brought out of there were really beat up real bad. So
damn,
it's organized prostitution on a grander scale. You know?
Well, it's one of the oldest professions.
Yeah. It's scary when you decide to choose. It's one thing if you decide you want to do it and you want to make money and you make that choice to sell your own body. It's another thing when the choice has been taken away from you and you're forced to do it.
Right.
So,
right. Well, they've showed on social media a few times where somebody happened to be filming somebody getting abducted. I also posted where these vans are altered to be able to subdue a woman and keep her from being able to be heard yelling and screaming. All kind of different stories about people putting cloths over the women's mouths and they inhaling that chemical, like some crazy stuff you see on TV.
Well, yeah, you know, when you stop and you think about it, the people who are involved, they have enough wealth to buy anything. You know, and I don't know where you can go get some chlorophyll from, but I'm sure if you got the right money, you can find out who got it. If I look at it this way, if you can get that codeine or lean or whatever, if you can get access to that on the streets, I'm sure it ain't too hard to get some kind of sleepy time drug on the street. You know, so it's a dangerous world, and the more you read about this, these abductions and the sex trafficking stuff, the scarier it gets.
Right.
Hey, let's bring Darius in. He's been holding. I'm going to bring him in real quick. Brother Darius.
Good evening.
Evening.
Hey, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was watching my friend Kimberly. She by me to watch her church had a prayer service. I was watching that before the show.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, and I just saw y'all talk about y'all talking. I want to add my little 2 cents.
Mm-hmm. Come on with
it. Okay. here's I remember, if y'all remember the story in Cleveland, where that man that had them three women inside his home.
Right.
He raped them. Yeah, he raped them, and one of them was pregnant. He killed an unborn child and this was going for over 10 years.
Yep.
Cleveland, Ohio, and it took a neighbor, I think, to finally call 911 when he saw something wrong with it. And you know what?
One of the girls escaped and ran the store.
And the girls that did escape, she was on the Dr. Phil show, I think, was it 2 or 3 years ago? And she's written a book.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the sex trafficking, when you said about strippers, I said my counter argument, but what about if a female gets in like being a stripper but has to make a little extra money to get through school? And she's not into the extra. And she's just strictly business.
Oh, yeah, okay. I follow you then.
Yeah, because I said that's not true, because I'm not going to reveal her name. I remember here in Dayton, we had they did a big thing. One of my classmates I know from school, she used to be a stripper. She just to get through school.
You got to remember, though, it happens. It may not have happened in your area, but it happens. Because especially in places like Texas and California, you know, those are the hot zones for that. Because you got to remember, when it comes to being forced as a sex worker, the cover is, you know, you're bringing them in here as your relative or something. Then they're put in a strip club, and they dance and shake their little booties or whatever, and then they go to the boom boom room, and they're not going because they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So now that puts the club owner in charge. That means he's involved. Management's involved. So it's a whole operation with it. You know, just like they put them in strip clubs, they put them in massage shops. You know, so I've even watched a couple of videos where the FBI was saying, man, they even saw them doing car washes, bikini car washes in some states.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, it's so the goal is to put them in plain sight to do certain tasks, but then it turns into something else. But massage parlors are the most popular.
It's something about Minnesota. For some reason, the statistics that I'm looking at here says that Minnesota is off the chain with their sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but the top three is, let's see, California, Texas, and Florida. Now, what else, you know, when you stop and you think, what are those three spots all got in common? You know what I mean? So, it's Jacksonville is ranked 48th out of the top 100 most populous cities. From 2007 to 2016, it's been popping in Jacksonville. You know, the numbers have started to decline. And from what I understand, some of that was due to some of the changes President Obama made in the Justice Department, because they created a special task force for this stuff. But once again, the orange man, you know, he has changed some of that stuff. So have you noticed how more abductions and sex trafficking stories have popped up over the last 2 years than your entire life? You know, there's always been some hillbilly or some weirdo that's going to abduct a couple kids and, you know, lock them in a basement and just rape them repeatedly. Those people have always been here. They're going to always be here. Okay, those are homegrown lunatics. But these whole businesses and stuff getting raided is happening more and more. And these are the sloppy ones. Because Trump has, let's be honest, the Civil Rights Division and the Human Rights Division, he has pretty much took the teeth out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to even hear about these cases of people getting arrested, that's because the cases were that easy. What about the ones that weren't easy? The ones who are paying off local municipalities.
Right.
You know what I mean? You go down to the district and you drop an envelope off to the captain. You know what I mean? Old school style.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a scary, scary time. And this man has made us and our daughters and our boys. It's not just a little girl's thing, y'all. It's little boys get taken all the time.
Yep.
You know, it's especially when you're dealing with the dark web. There's a lot of these kids turn up missing and they end up on the dark web as sex is performing some form of pedophilic pornography or some weirdo shit with other kids. It's always something that just makes your skin crawl, and we just got to do a better job, you know, with protecting our children.
So the dude in New York, he's from Staten Island. Did you see the video I posted where he tried to take the girl while she was on the train?
I watched that video.
Yeah.
They caught him in Brooklyn 2 days later and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
He was from Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He made the Staten Island look bad. I'm just glad Brooklyn cleaned it up, though.
Right. Right,
you know,
it went viral.
Served that justice. Hey, this is the world we're living in now. I mean, just think that because you sleep or high or drunk on the train, someone can physically pick you up and carry you off like you're a damn child.
Right.
Yeah.
And but I don't think his ass. He looked like he couldn't. He get lost in traffic. I think he just wanted to get a rape. You know, but.
Mm.
It is a scary time. Like you said, where people are special fitting their vans to hold people for long periods of time and transport people. You know, this stuff is turning into, you know, real movie type shit. And we got to figure out a way to keep our kids safe.
What's that music?
Okay, whoever's the music, please.
I got it. My apologies.
Okay.
Got it. Hakeem, where is Ohio ranked about that sex trafficking, if you don't mind?
Give me a little bit. I have to pull that up.
Okay.
Why? What's going on in Ohio?
Because I was bringing up, we had like a serious case. I think a strip club was shut down here in Dayton, maybe 2 years ago, because I think they arrested a few strippers of drugs and stealing, like using eBay food stamp cards.
What?
Yes. Here in Dayton, this was not long ago. Around two years ago.
Wow.
And they that club been
cards at the strip club,
huh?
You said food stamp cards at the strip club.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Get the money off them food stamp cards, and they give the strippers were using that, and I think it was a local city government. They shut that club down. It's been closed ever since.
Mm, so that's some of the people doing some fair time.
Yeah, it was more than that. So
I want to talk about these millionaires and these billionaires. because it's not an economic situation. You got millionaires like Epstein, who I believe, this is just my belief, that had a list of other million and billionaires who used to go out to this island, and there was some stuff going on out there with kids that was not supposed to be going down.
Mm.
Now his girlfriend, they can't find him. She didn't skip the country because she was helping him with this. So with his illness or his sickness. So, I mean, we talking about billionaires. They said Epstein was targeting the girls, the trailer park trash. I want to say trash, the trailer park children that nobody really paid no attention to. You know. One of them kids come up missing.
That's it.
Who would say anything, right? Then when he found out, when he was going to court and stuff, before he finally got in jail, he got put in jail, he started badmouth the kids, talking about they bad kids anyway, they smoking weed, they not doing what they supposed to be doing to justify ends to a means. Just horrible.
Yeah.
And Hakeem, the owner of the Patriots you were talking about in the beginning, you were talking about that was caught in that sex trafficking was Robert Kraft.
Yeah, Kraft. There you go.
And I think they did like a settlement before the season started. Or I don't know if that case is still going on.
How do you settle a crime? You know what?
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. So he had to take some class or something, right? If I'm not mistaken,
that was a part of his
condition.
No pedophile.
Yeah.
No sex offender. I bet you he wasn't.
No. No.
No.
Basically, he got off. You know, he got a slap on the wrist.
Did he even go to court for that?
I'm he did go
that.
To court.
Well, yeah, he did. He did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was, wow. He got away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking for updated numbers, but the last thing I saw is Ohio has been holding between that number 4, 5, and 6 slot between 2016 and 2018. So,
right.
But yeah, they're on average with over 200 cases a year.
Damn.
And that's what's reported. Now,
right.
So generally, that's the stuff that they actually know about and apprehended someone or recovered someone. So,
right.
Rule of thumb is when you got a number, you multiply it.
Mm.
So, but California is the undisputed, and Florida is their number is crawling up from what I understand, and I remember reading a news article back around Christmas time because the authorities are trying to beef up. Because they're trying to beef up their investigations and they're trying to put in for more funding because they're worried about the Super Bowl. Where's the Super Bowl being held this year?
Miami, South
there
Beach.
There you go. So the word is that there were going to be sex workers come in by the busloads.
But that's
nothing new. Yeah, that's nothing new because you know we see that every All-Star game for the NBA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know we see that we whenever there's a big event like that, and it involves you know sports teams and sports activities, the draw is mega. You know what I mean? There's going to be people flying in from all over the world for this event. So all the Miami hotels and surrounding Miami, all the hotels are on red alert looking for any suspicious activity.
Right.
So, you know, you go down there with your homies and you know, y'all think y'all going to be down there chilling and having fun, and y'all think y'all going to meet some girls, and you meeting a bunch of sex workers.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
and transvestites, transgenders.
And let me bring up Warren Sapp. He got caught up in that. He used to work at the NFL Network. He got caught up in that with, like, two prostitutes in Arizona during the Super Bowl.
Well,
really?
I mean, Super Bowl and the Super Bowl and the NBA All-Star Game are usually the two big times. All the prostitutes and, you know, or sex workers. Let's just call them that. Of all varieties, they fall out of the sky almost. So if your man going to the Super Bowl, you better go with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's talk about R. Kelly.
Well, technically, R. Kelly's situation isn't considered sex trafficking. His situation is a little bit different. It could be. Well, it's definitely a pedophilia issue, but it's sexual abuse, sexual assault, sexual. They even came up
sexual
with
slavery.
It was definitely a form of sexual slavery. But they even hit him with a rare charge that I forgot the actual name of it, but it was a charge that they don't hit people with normally. They had to blow the dust off the rule book to hit him with, and then it's wrecking my brain. But yeah, I mean, it's not trafficking unless you're moving the people from one locale to the next. You know, this is just him having a bunch of girls scooped up in the house and using them. But it's definitely a form of sexual slavery, you know, especially if they're held against their will and being forced. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. We're not talking about the little goofy ones who he brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about if there's anybody in there who want to go home, but they can't go home, that's sexual slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be clear on that, because we don't want to. You know, because next thing there'll be a bunch of people running around the group stuff like, hey, it's R. Kelly doing sexual slavery. It's not sexual slavery unless there's someone in there who doesn't want to be there. Remember, slavery is to be held against your will.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well.
But, yep.
Whenever you get that updated charge and name of what they dusted the rule book off of, please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very interesting. Say that again?
Yeah. No, I'm still looking for it's too early, because I was trying to find more statistics on what Darius asked about, updated, but we're only into the second, third week of January, so, you know, all they're going to do is they're not going to give me up to the day numbers. There's a high alert in various locations, but Miami seems to be the hot button according to the state's attorney general.
Well,
wow.
And I always say nothing good ever happens after midnight down there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
shoot, anywhere.
I don't go that far. But.
Yeah. Hey, well. Been watching too many reality shows, and I see what they be doing in Florida. I said, nah, I can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and it's good that you chose this topic tonight, you know, because this is January is the Human Trafficking Prevention and Awareness Month. So we're,
is that
we're,
right?
Yeah, so we're right on we are on point, you know, because
so
remember,
the,
y'all. This...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. So some of the things I wanted to point out, some of the things we already know, the common thing, which is the vans and stuff like that. Some of the other things we need to outline for the folks listening, what to be aware of, to not get snatched up, or just to be vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go back to my information here. Hold on. One of the things is, just like you just said, being out at certain times of night. You used to be able to hang out in the summertime and, go pick and hang out, walk down the street, ride the bike. You can't do that stuff no more. It's too dangerous.
No. Because you could be a grown ass man and get snatched up nowadays.
What?
You may wake up in some Pulp Fiction type situation. So we have to be aware, especially our women, our black women, because no matter what you may think of us, we are still a delicacy around the world. and that's of all ages, apparently, with all these weirdos and freaks out here. To your point, ladies, when you're going out and you're hanging out, especially if you're alone, don't park in dimly lit places. If you got to ride around for a little bit and you find a spot that's bright and not closed off to where, some asshole can jump from behind a wall and snatch you up, throw you in the van, if your vehicle looks funny as you're walking up to it, turn around, walk away, and dial 911. Watch your back. There are a few traps I've seen on some of the awareness pages, are you familiar with the twisty ties?
Yeah, I'm looking at that now.
Where they would do a daisy chain of twisty ties, and they will twisty tie your door handle to a door handle that's parked beside you, forcing you to look around, and all your attention is focused on the fact that you can't get in your car, so you're not alert. And here comes the asshole, jumps out, he tases you, throws you in the car, or throws you in the trunk, or whatever he's going to do. So those are some of the more common traps, because you're either going to be, one, leaning over, looking down at this chain, or two, you're going to be digging in your pockets or pocketbook, trying to get to your phone, or maybe even looking for something to cut this stuff off. Bottom line is your attention has been redirected to this one particular thing. So you're already pissed. So you're now off point. You're an easy mark at that point. You've now become an easy mark. So
they had to stick the same thing with the windshield wiper blade. Anything to get your attention off of what's really about to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're on the front of your car. And so that means you made it even easier, because you're in the front of the car, a van drives by and pulls up in front, maybe two parking spots down. All they gotta do is snatch you and pull you backwards. Easy drag.
Right.
So now
they also show the girl walking in Brooklyn with her mom, and somebody jumps out the van and grabs her, pushes the mom down.
Yeah.
Did they find her?
No.
Oh.
No.
Yep. And as we all know, the likelihood of seeing these people again, these loved ones again, is very slim. So it's why you have to be careful. You have to be on alert. I don't know what you do in a situation like that other than yell and scream every time you see a big white van. Well, I don't know. Or at least have some type of weapon at the ready. I don't know. All I know is I've never seen a day where I could go to a grocery store. And, of course, you know, here in Philly, we got guys who may sell loose cigarettes. He may be selling body oils and stuff like that. But now there's loose cigarettes, body oils. We call them smell goods. And pepper spray and mace and tasers. Like, goddamn.
What?
Yeah. I mean, dudes will walk up on you in a big old duffel bag. Get yourself a taser and some pepper spray.
Really?
And yourself some, you know, I went to get me some frankincense and myrrh. And, you know, it's one of my favorite fragrances, my little mix. Hey man, your lady need a taser, some pepper spray. So I'm like, God damn, bro, you ready to get some? Man, these women getting snatched up out here. I said, yeah, you right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, you right.
Well, and it doesn't have to be in the evening time either. Broad daylight. It's happening broad daylight too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What do you think? What has happened that this has gotten so out of control? Because, you know, it's always been around. What do you think?
I just think it's a different time, and lunacy rules the day. Think about crime and psychopathic behavior. It's almost like somebody's empowering these people. All our norms and our behaviors used to be, I don't want to use the word shame, but there was a little more, hey, I'm not going to do that because. Now, the people that used to do it, they were the people who were, hold on, what is that? Okay, they were the people who were cuckoo, so they're going to do cuckoo shit. Now it's like there's more and more cuckoos are coming out of the closet. It's almost like they're growing on a tree somewhere.
Say that. Right.
You know, but then again, the guys running our country is cuckoo as hell. We got less FBI agents, less Department of Homeland Security to back things up. We got less task force. We have less money coming to, you know, he wants to spend money on everything, but these special units that are here, everybody needs a damn SVU in every state.
Mm-hmm,
we need
Olivia
Benson in every state, damn it.
Right,
so it's like, and we don't have enough. There's no fear. If I can think about it like this, everything that we usually do and we usually say is a learned behavior. The coolest slang word, the hottest clothes, the whatever. Now, let's take that and let's look at it from a cuckoo perspective. Why am I getting this white van? Why am I getting this white van? Why am I kitting it up this way? Why am I fitting it for this? Because it's been working, and it's popular amongst the cuckoo rapists.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it's working to the point where they're all getting them, they all have moves now. They're coming up with traps. They're okay with knocking old ladies down and taking their grandkids in broad daylight.
Right.
So there's no fear of getting caught. This ain't no damn Ocean's 11 where there's this 15 dudes around a table with a plan. No, it's a couple dudes that let's go grab somebody.
Right.
And they're getting 20 years. That's it.
Hmm.
You get 20
so
years.
So you think that
in federal prison. And guess what? That can be reduced with good time. It's not a mandatory 20.
Mm. Okay. Well, and there's a group of there's one attorney, I forgot where she was from. Where's she from? A group of black women is trying to come together and change some of these laws. And they're getting a lot of pushback because of that.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned it. She mentioned sex trafficking. One of the other ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And how things need to be done differently. It makes no sense.
Well,
for our kids to be getting messed up.
Why would she be getting pushback? That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she's getting a pushback for trying to put through laws to protect our youth. And our women, she's getting pushback. Why? Because it's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hotels is going to take a hit. The masseuse industry going to take a hit. All these industries that profit from this stuff. Take a hit. I'm okay with that hit. Y'all can all close the hell down.
Right.
You know, I believe if you're a part of human trafficking, you're a part of sex trading, sex slavery, you should be put to death.
Mm. Yeah, that's
no needles. I'm talking about good old-fashioned, line them up front of the city hall and get a good sharp blade and some buckets.
Well,
Game of Thrones style, baby.
Hakim or my grandma would say get one of them Singapore canes, beat him to death.
That ain't enough because I've been beat with a Singapore cane, and it ain't enough. I'm talking about put to death and make it all on cable TV.
Oh,
like the Taliban do it. We need a deterrent and a severe punishment.
And how
right.
can we say
you
this?
That's
I remember.
The message out to all the other pedophiles.
I seen a video on Facebook maybe two, three years ago in another country that there was this man that was trying to capture a little girl on her birthday. It was a village of people that almost beat him to death. And they threw rocks at him, and they threw anything and everything and beat him almost half to death.
Yeah,
and I said, wow.
Yeah, if he's still breathing, he ain't doing a good enough job. You know, we have to protect the village. We have to protect our youth. I got a couple inboxes saying I'm crazy. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I am not one of these heart bleeding liberals who don't believe in that. I believe there's a place in this world for violence. Because when it comes to the protection of our youth and our children, our children and our women and our elderly, the weaker folks who can't defend themselves against some big 200, 300 pound goofball who wants to use them. Yeah, you be violent. We gonna hit them with harsh words.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get these assholes out of our communities. And the scary part is, we're so weak that they're okay with driving into the hood and snatching a little black girl who's walking home from school. Then we got our own brothers snatching our own sisters up.
Yeah,
hell, I seen right over in Jersey where there was a sister was a part of it. It's like 11 people or something like that. It was like two chicks and a bunch of dudes and one Hispanic dude, all people of quote unquote color, snatching other kids of color.
Right, we done lost our mind because there's some things that we're doing now that we wouldn't have did back in the day.
And, let me add this. with, you know, with that nowadays, when kids get home from school, getting off the bus, it used to be a parent be out there to make sure their child's with them, make sure their child gets off the bus and they can walk back to their home or apartment building. I'd just be fearing when they be walking home from school. I said, God protect these kids.
You know, I'm going to do something I rarely do. I'm going to give a shout out to some of these churches out here, in some spots, some states, some cities. Like here in Philly, there's a couple of churches, especially one in particular. I ain't going to give them a shout out, but you know, whenever there's something going on around a kid's school, the men rise up and they surround that school every god darn morning. They make sure them kids get in there safe. The brothers get up in the morning, they go out there, they meet the pastor out there, and the men have their whole school surrounded to make sure there ain't no creeps, ain't no freaks, ain't no drug dealers, ain't no nothing going to stop these kids from getting in and out of that school safe. And they ain't there every day, but they're there until people feel safe. And then you got this one little stink cop sitting on the corner with a goddamn coffee stain on his shirt. That's how you handle it. That's how you do it. That's how we used to do it back in the day. That's how my pop and my grandpa did it. Oh, you like to touch little girls? He come up missing. Oh, you like to beat women? He come up missing. Ain't nobody got time for this no more. We got enough problems in our lives. Now, these fools want to bring back slavery in the form of sex. No. No. So, until the men rise up and protect their village, stop being a part of the problem, we always going to find ourselves here.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And it's sad. Our kids.
Yeah. It's like we got enough to worry about. If the food don't kill us, the air going to kill us. Hell, if the air don't kill us, we got to worry about terrorists. Because this fool fucking with everybody all over the world. Oh, we ain't got to worry about the terrorists. We got to worry about the dudes who don't want to get a job, so we're just going to go sticking up people. Oh, he got scared, so he shot your ass because, you know. Then we got the crackheads. Then we got the meth heads. Then we got the heroin addicts. We got enough to worry about in our hoods and in our ghettos and in our cities. I don't care if you're rich, poor, well, not rich, but if you're poor or middle class, some of us has got it more than others. But why are we tolerating some idiots who running around in a damn green Chevy Impala snatching up little girls? Are you kidding me? Dudes are snatching grown-ass women off of trains and trying to run away with them. He had to get all the way to Brooklyn to get his ass whooped.
Right, where are you going?
Are you kidding me? Okay.
That's right. Bold. That's pretty bold.
Yeah. You know, I'm not advocating, just for the record, I'm not advocating everybody turning a freaking Batman and going to vigilante thing. You know, but what are you going to do? What are you going to call 911 and wait for them to come to you, tell you what the car looked like, and then radio it in and have everybody look? That car had been parked in a garage somewhere, and that little girl's being tortured by now. When y'all stood there and just watched and did nothing. Just like y'all, and most of them pull out their phone and record it and then post it.
Yeah, right. For likes and
right.
You know, this ain't the 90s no more. We're dealing with some people who are messed up in the head and messed up in the soul. They just...
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time to worry about if they can be rehabilitated. I just want them gone. I don't want my tax, my hard won't tax dollars paying for somebody who's been transferring people all over the damn country, using them for sex slaves. So I say boil them and make soap out of their asses. I'd rather do that than be paying for them.
Right, because that's exactly what we're going to do. Take care.
Yeah, but to get back on track, so I went on a little tear. I apologize. But we have to be more vigilant and do a better job at keeping your eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being alert. Because
mm-hmm.
once somebody on top of you, it's too late.
Right.
When somebody's on top of you, it's too late.
Right.
You know, in many of the cities, there are sex trafficking, human trafficking awareness courses. They're usually free. They're usually sponsored by townships, the city, township, or the county. You should take a Saturday morning and go to some of those. You know,
right, you'll be blown
my
away.
Philly people. Yeah, for my Philly people, I know out in Delaware County, there's one that happens, I like to say 3-4 times a year. You know, so just Google it. Y'all can Google everything else, right? Google it. Do yourself a favor, especially if you have children, especially if you have teenage girls. Because
right.
sometimes it's not this big organization. It could be just a couple of dudes who are trying to get money and who have no
right.
problem abducting and hurting women.
Mm.
It has, right. Think about it. It has to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you ladies don't understand what you are worth as a sex slave, especially a child.
Mm-hmm.
There are some sick
right.
fucks that will pay a lot of money to be with a child. You think it's old Kareem down there to work at Target? No. It's Jeff that's the general manager of Target.
Hmm.
Okay, so y'all have to be mindful.
Please.
I have to be mindful.
Yeah.
So, this is a pretty dark show.
Right.
Damn.
We have to get my
back. I feel
it. Really, yeah, driving to go to sleep after that is going to be
yeah.
a trip. Just thinking about, you know, some of these stories and things that's happening out here.
And if we scared you, good. You should be scared. Scared for your children, scared for your friends' children, because it can happen to anybody. Don't be
right.
one of those people that, I'm good. Ain't nobody good. Unless you're rolling around in a damn tank, your ass ain't good.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, all right. We're down to a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, we, y'all have any questions? Y'all have any feedback or comments or concerns? Feel free to inbox myself on Hot Kim. You know, and you got any stories? If you got some information about somebody that's missing and you need to get it out, so on and so forth, inbox us and see how we can try to help you out. This broadcast you can listen to or have over and over again. Feel free to go to blogtalkradio.com/hubnet online and listen to this show again and all the rest of the shows we have on the network.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's
well,
it.
We thank everybody for listening. Those who called in, those who are listening online, make sure everyone's following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HubNet Online for the network, and also Shoebox Talk for the actual show. And Tune in this Sunday for Pastor Dante Townsend. He's going to put on another magnificent show. Get your soul clean after this dirty-ass conversation. So let's go get your soul clean.
Right.
So
His wife did a good job preaching.
Yes,
I heard it was off the chain. Yeah.
Shout out to Minister T. Townsend. All right, guys. We're done.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
All right, good night.
Thanks, y'all.